number, 800-955-KLOS. This is a quiz to get yourself a pair of tickets to see the fabulous Kiss and Motley Crue coming up this Tuesday at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, our KLOS company picnic, and we're going to throw in the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. It's a DVD. We got a new game here called Name That Quote. Okay, I'm going to give you a quote. Our band is the Beatles on steroids. You tell me who said that and what band he was referring to. Our band is the Beatles on steroids. Who said it and what band is he talking about? You have 52 seconds to get that right. Yeah, a little wild, honey pie, for your Sunday morning right here, 95.5 KLOS. All right, Engineer Mark, just close your eyes and blindly pick a line. Let's see if we have a winner.
Here we go.
Line good morning. Our band is the Beatles on steroids. Do you know who said that and about what band?
The guy that said that was Gene Simmons.
That is correct. And what band would he be referring to?
The band he so foolishly referred to was Kiss.
Yes, indeed. And I do believe this is Gene Simmons on the phone. Is that right? Is this the demon?
It is. The powerful and attractive Gene Simmons, yes.
How are you, Gene? Thanks so much
for calling us. I'm deliriously happy. We're in Las Vegas. We're on our way to the state of California for some more shows. And, boy, it's been nuts. Motley Crue comes out, does a full show. And then we get in there and blow stuff up. It's a lot of fun.
So, Gene, you've been playing out west. It must be hot. You've been doing some outdoor concerts. What does it get to with the leather and the fire?
You know, these have been the hottest shows we've ever played. I don't know if anybody else does shows like this, but in Phoenix, Arizona, it was 116 on stage.
Now, that was before Firehouse.
Oh, yeah. Now add on the amount of body armor I wear and the fact that we don't stand still. You know, we move around on 8-inch platform heels, so there's a lot of exertion. Plus, when the fireballs and the lights hit, so it raises the stage temperature another 20 degrees. So we're always, as soon as there's a blackout in a song, we're just drinking as much as we can because it's like being in a steam bath, literally.
Amazing. You know what's amazing, yeah, too, Gene? We watched Paul McCartney play these concerts the last round, and he never, ever takes a sip of water, does 2.5 hours, sings on the top of his lungs, never has a sip of water.
I don't know how he does it.
We don't either.
I just don't get it. He clearly worships the right God because, you know, the song, Will You Still Love Me When I'm 64, hell, we're going to love him when he's 74.
Exactly. Unbelievable. So, Gene, tell us, how big of an influence were the Beatles on both you and Kiss?
It's not were. It's a very interesting thing. You know, they came and went, and it was a very short career, like a shooting star. But during that time, the effect is not the past. The effect is the present, because when a new fan, a new freshly scrubbed face picks up their first record, hypothetically, or their first CD, or hears a download for the first time, you can see their eyes bulge and go, what is this? It's not the past. It's today. The Beatles continue to inspire me every day. I mean, I just, you hear Honey Pie, which you just played, and you hear the complex instrumentation and the amazing falsetto of Paul McCartney. Ah, Honey Pie, ah, and the clarity and the tonality, even on something like that. And she came in through the bathroom window, the intricate instrumentation. Sounds like a pop song. I mean, it's a symphony. If you take a look at how it's put together, it's, you know, not just the songwriting, but the musicianship. And they never, you know, they never succumbed to, here, let me show you how fast I can play, or let me show you how intricately I could play.
Right.
The you know, it's an anomaly.
And Gene, you're a bass player. Tell everybody about Paul McCartney, probably the most innovative bass player ever, right?
My biggest influence. We play in a louder, more aggressive fashion, but don't kid yourself. It's Beatles ABA songwriting formats. You have your verse, your chorus, verse, you know, break away for a middle eight for a bridge, then come back for the chorus. But the bass playing approach that I have is much closer to what McCartney does, unlike any other bass player before or since, because when you hum or when you sing a Beatles song, you wind yourself going boom 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 doom boom 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 doom. You wind up singing bass melodies, which has never happened before, because his bass melodies were hooks in and of themselves, probably having to do with the fact that Paul put on the bass last after the track was done. He'd listen to the whole thing, so he was less interested in what Ringo was doing, the classic bass drums kind of relationship where you try to tie yourself into how the kick and the snare work. And he was using the bass more in the way string quartets were doing, where the cello is moving around melodically in the same way the other instruments are. I mean, it's really his bass playing much more symphonic.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Gene?
Yes, I'm
Oh,
here.
I'm sorry. I thought Engineer Mark sat on the wrong button. He does that sometimes. Speaking of Paul McCartney. Did I read, Gene, that Kiss was doing a Paul McCartney cover for a tribute album? Is that true?
Yes, we did. We did Venus and Mars. There was a tribute album that was put together. I was proud, if you talk like that, everything, you kind of, you sound scouse. It's a bit of all right, you know what I mean?
We always say that American rock bands, you know, when they're in the studio, they all try to have British accents, you know, have that sound great. And then all the British bands, like the Beatles and the Stones, when they were in the studio, they try to talk with American accents. Well, John, I don't know. It's so funny. We all switch around like that.
Well, because we all find each other interesting. I mean, America is the place that invented rock and roll and country and rockabilly and jazz and blues and all that stuff. But look what the British did with it. You know, in the span of under a decade, you had the Beatles and the Stones and the Kinks, Waterloo Sunset, for God's sakes, and just on and on and on, even onto the heavy stuff, Led Zeppelin and Jethro Tull and Yes, and on and on. What did America give the world? Grateful Dead.
Kill me now. Gene Simmons, ladies and gentlemen, playing our concert picnic this Tuesday with Motley Crue down at the old Irvine Meadows. I still call it the Irvine Meadows, Gene. So, Gene, Kiss never covered a Beatles song, but you did. You did cover a Dave Clark 5 song, didn't you?
We did Any Way You Want It.
Now, we had Ace Frehley on the show like last year, and we said, hey, Ace, you didn't cover a Beatles song, but you covered a Dave Clark 5 song, and Ace said, Nah, we never did that. And I was wondering, did you guys tell Ace you recorded this song? Because he was unaware of it.
By that time, he was so encased in alcohol and abuse and all that. It's one of the reasons why he was kicked out of the band 3 different times. I mean, God bless his heart. He's never really tried to hurt anybody else except himself, which is the classic, you know, boozer drug addict.
Right.
You succumb to kind of this numbness. And we did Any Way You Want It on Alive 2.
The studio side.
Right, the studio side, which came out in 1848.
That's right, exactly. So, Gene, we're going to play that, and we're also going to give away a pair of tickets to see Kiss and Motley Crue this Tuesday at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. We'll take the first caller at 800-955-KLOS, Gene Simmons and Company. You got the new one, Hell or Hallelujah, and you got a brand new Destroyer. What's up with the new Destroyer with the original cover on it here, I see?
Yes, originally we went into the studio with Bob Ezrin, and as a matter of fact, Destroyer had some Beatles influences. We actually dug out some records, specifically the White Album, and how sort of varied it was as a kind of it's okay to be varied on a song. Look at how wide-ranging this stuff was. And so Destroyer had Beth and God of Thunder and Detroit Rock City and Flaming Youth, you know, sort of different sides of Kiss. And so when the album was done, we were very happy with it. And the album cover, we decided should be sort of a Marvel superhero. Here we are coming from the ruins and embers of a destroyed city, you know, surviving and so on, heroic. And the painting was done by a guy named Ken Kelly, the cousin of Frank Frazetta, a great Conan the Barbarian painter. And by the time it came out, we had already designed new outfits and started touring. So poor Ken Kelly had to go back in and repaint the cover all over again, this time with the right outfits. So this remastered and slightly different version of Destroyer just came out with the original and album art, as well as some outtakes and stuff. But also we have a new album coming shortly called Monster, brand new studio record, as well as a 10-hour DVD called Kissology Number 4. The first three Kissologies sold 20 times platinum. And finally, Monster the Book. Monster Ooh. Book is so big, when you open it up, it is 5 feet wide.
You gotta love Kiss. The American Beatles, right? You guys were. I mean, you're the only other band you can think of that had
dreams.
Yeah, but
in
you
our,
were identifiable. Four different guys. Everybody knew the four guys. It was, you know, much like
well,
the
by design, story. What we tried to do, of course, we could never shine their boot heels, is by design, we wanted four guys who could sing, four guys who could write. No band before, during, or since has had that distinction. Some people loved Ringo, and you heard him sing, and some people loved John. Everybody sang, everybody wrote, and that's what we try to do with Kiss.
Well, Gene, we love you. Thanks so much for taking time to give us a call. We're going to play Any Way You Want It, Kiss doing the DC5, and again, win a pair of tickets to see the concert on Tuesday, 800-955-KLOS. Gene Simmons, thank you so much.
Pleasure, sir.
We'll see you Tuesday.